This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, special edition, welcoming Professor H.J. Macinder 24 hours after the events of the first day of the mutiny, coup, rebellion, now putsch. All these words are being used variously on both sides of the Atlantic. We read the headlines in the Telegraph. This is within hours. Russian agents' threat to family made Prigozhin call off Moscow advance. Details offer clues, goes the subhead, as to why Wagner Group abandoned coup attempt that revealed real cracks in Putin's authority. We also have remarks from the Secretary of State, Mr. Blinken, and that's where the real cracks metaphor came from. We also have information that the U.S. was concerned about the nuclear weapons. There are many pieces moving in many directions a day later. I find significant that yesterday there was no use of the word pardon about Prigozhin. The way the deal was presented is that he calls off the mutiny, putsch, rebellion, coup, and the charges are dropped or the arrest warrant is canceled. Today, it's said that he's pardoned. Now, he's pardoned without a trial convicting him. All of a sudden, he's guilty of whatever he was accused of, and he's been pardoned. We also don't have any real good information about what the deal was now that we're introduced to the possibility that the whole thing was blackmail or some other form of brutality. We'll discover this in days to come. Prigozhin is not to be seen right now, so we're going to go to Moscow, thanks to Professor H.J. Macinder. Not just the point of view, but 24 hours later, Professor, Moscow is not stable. Good evening to you.
Good evening. Moscow is certainly not stable, although appearances would suggest a certain degree of normality in life. The barriers around Red Square have been removed and so forth, which tells us not that it's stable, but tells us that after the extraordinary events of yesterday, which I think it has to be said destroyed any future for Mr. Putin, that the no doubt frenetic intriguing and activity among the various separated components of the Russian government and elite, that is completely invisible. And to me, it is very significant that no one has been seen. We don't know where Putin is. We don't know where Prigozhin is. We don't know where Shoigu is. We don't know where anybody is. And they're certainly not on television addressing the Russian people. And this reminds us of the tremendous difficulty of governing from Moscow in the West, a country that's basically 6,000 miles from Poland to the Pacific, twice the size of the United States, but with roughly half the population of the United States, and with a very mixed population, most of it acquired by conquest. That's got Turks. Shoigu is half Mongol. He's a Tuvan. He's not really a Russian at all. His mother was a Ukrainian. And as for Kadyrov, the head of the Chechens, I mean, the Chechens are Muslims. They've got nothing to do with Russia. So we see that this whole Russian structure with Moscow as the center, which was constructed really by the Soviets, although it built on the built tremendously, it inherited the expansion, that it is very, very subject to instability. And if I could just make 2 points. First, Professor Kotkin talked about the nature of authority and that you really, if you're the boss in Moscow, you have to have enough authority to slap down any challenger. But you can never have enough authority to slap down all challengers. So the risk is that if you show weakness, even in one place, you then have what Kotkin calls a bank run. And I think this is absolutely right, that in the months ahead, we're going to see a continual testing of the institutions to see whether they can actually deliver what they are supposed to be able to deliver. Clearly, the Russian army is, I believe, the Russian army is not going to be able to deliver what it's supposed to be able to deliver. And that will lead to a general sense that that the whole reality of Putin's Russia was in many ways hollow. The other point that, again, from Professor Kotkin, is that a defector from within the party, within the establishment that is ruling at any time, poses a tremendous danger. And we can point to Mr. Yeltsin's defection. He was the first Soviet official to leave the Politburo of the Soviet Union and renounce communism. And that was really far more important as an action, far more consequential as an action than anything that Gorbachev did. So we're in a paradoxical position, which is that Moscow is supposed to be the hub and the spokes all go out to the rest of Russia. And it's all bureaucratic. But an organization or bureaucracy cannot exist without strong leadership. And clearly, Putin is not a strong leader. But who is a strong leader, we don't know. And there's another paradox, which is that to strengthen your leadership, which is perched on a whole pile of organizations, localities, and so forth, which have come over to you on one set of agreements or another, you keep yourself secure not but by dividing and weakening, say, your security apparatus, your military apparatus, and so forth. You try to keep them strong enough to counteract threats and weak enough that they can't threaten you, and this is very difficult. So I'm very much of the opinion that we're at the beginning. We're very much at the beginning. This is an incredibly difficult set of issues. The Russians alone are going to have to solve it. And we have to have patience, and we also have to have restraint. We mustn't start trying to get involved in helping the good guys or harming the bad guys. We just have to keep all of our people outside of Russia.
Stephen Kotkin is the biographer of Joseph Stalin. Two of three volumes have been published, and he was asked by the foreign affairs editor to comment on the events, and that's what the professor is referring to. Mr. Kotkin, who makes the point, as the professor reiterates, that what Putin has been very good at so far in the two decades of his reign is making clear that there is no alternative. Suddenly, there is conversation about an alternative to Vladimir Putin at the center of authority in the Kremlin. We're going to turn to D.C. now, because 24 hours later, some reaction begins. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.